Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida.
Wait a minute, that's not Angela's voice.
No.
This is 2 weeks in a row that Angela has not been here. And I want to tell everyone, Angela is not sick. It's just a busy time in real estate. And for 2 weeks in a row, Angela has to be at a home inspection because we are active realtors. But everyone that's been a listener on the show for many times or many weeks or many years knows that voice. That is the world famous, well, at least Northeast Florida famous, Christine Kennedy. There you go. Well, thank you. Christine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good.
And of course, Angela's working.
Of course she is.
Of course she is.
Christine Kennedy, of course, is with
Success Mortgage Partners.
Right. Our just ace person who we always recommend for our mortgages because she has just got systems in place and is backed by a wonderful mortgage lender that has just so many products for so many different people and just get loans closed. You know, Angela and I have said so many times that every single time there is a sale going on, there's a hiccup. Now, sometimes it's with inspections, sometimes it's with repairs, sometimes it's with the buyer not having all their ducks in a row. But when it comes to mortgages and something that comes up with that, Christine is there to take care of it. So we are so glad that you're here. You always give such great advice. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for the offer.
Yes. So thanks so much. All right. Hey, we always start off the show by talking about what's special about today. And it's one thing, you know, there are so many things that makes it special, but there's one thing really special about today. And you've heard me talk about this so many times that Angela and I, one of the things we love about our country is all of the different people that serve our country in the military. Well, today is one of those days. It's Armed Forces Day.
Aww. How wonderful.
Yes. This is the day that we celebrate and pay tribute to the men and women and all the jobs that they do and recognize the skills, the gallantry, and the uncompromising devotion to duty. So I keep telling people we have a great country. Now, some of the country is divided and there are lots of things going on, as there always are. But the bottom line is, we're the greatest country in the world. We have so many freedoms here, and it's all because of the men and women that have served, continue to serve, the families that stand behind them. So I give a salute, a congratulations, a celebratory thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the men in the five divisions, or now six, because it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and now the Space Force. In fact, one of our customers that we just sold their house is a representative from the Navy to go and do some things for the Space Force. So thank you. And if you know someone that's in the military, give them a call. Tell them thank you on this Armed Forces Day. There are various celebrations around the country. There are parades going on around the country. There are open houses at various military bases. And any time that you run into someone who is a armed forces person, whether you're at McDonald's or anywhere else, or Walmart, whatever, thank them for their service. I always do that. My dad was in World War II, and whenever I see someone, and I just say thank you for your service, and it usually brings a smile to their face. Just do that. Remember, we're in a great country because of that.
Well said, Howard.
Well, thank you.
Very well said. I have chill bonds. Very well said.
Did you have anybody in the military in your family?
My dad was in Vietnam.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's also Astronomy Day. Bring flowers to someone special today.
Ooh.
Oh.
Go get some flowers for Angela later.
I might have to do that.
And maybe Trey will get me some, too.
Ah, okay. Trey is your boyfriend here in the studio here. It's a Cultural Freedom Day. It's also National River Cleanup Day. I wonder how much activity is going on around the various rivers today here. It's also National Learn to Swim Day.
And, so you can swim in the river as you're cleaning it up.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Ew.
I don't know about that.
Ew.
And one of my favorites is National Chocolate Chip Day. Now, the chocolate chips were actually invented by a lady named Ruth Graves Lockfield. Yes, and she actually did work in the Toll House Inn in Whitfield, Massachusetts. And she broke up some Nestle's chocolate into smaller bits. And that's how the Toll House cookie got started. And then Nestle started to make the chocolate chip bits. And
maybe the greatest invention ever.
Could be. It's also National Safety Dose Day. So to use the right dosage for your prescribed medicines. When's the last time you checked your bottle and see that you're actually taking the right dosage? How about that?
Good advice.
Also, National Senior Fraud Awareness Day. And for some reason, it's National Stockings Day. How many people wear stockings anymore? I don't know. Do many women wear stockings anymore?
No one that I know.
No one that you
but
know.
But I'm sure that if we went and visited, you know, a grandma type level.
Yes. It's also Peace Officers Memorial Day. So many police officers do lose their lives by doing things to protect us, and they do lose their lives. So we want to salute those folks and their families. It's also Plant a Lemon Tree Day, Lemon Tree Day. And if you are a horse racing fan, it's the second leg of the Triple Crown. And Christine, you're shaking your head.
It's the Preakness, so right?
It is the Preakness Day. That's right. Okay. Straw Hat Day. And here's an odd one. It's Relive Your Past by listening to the first record you ever listened to. Now, our producer is thinking about that one. And we have a new producer today that's sitting in.
Yeah, so, an old producer.
An old producer. So what was the first record you ever bought?
Well, that I ever bought.
But yeah.
I remember the first album.
Okay,
that
well, that's a record.
Was Meet the Monkees.
Meet the Monkees.
When I was a teenager, yeah.
Oh, mine was In the Year 2525.
Yeah. Zegar and Evans.
Zegar and Evans, yeah. A one-hit wonder. Okay, it's also World Whiskey Day. All right, well, that's it for special days for the day. I want to start off with a contest, too. Now, I gave everybody a hint of what it would be last week, because last week it was of the cities in the United States, what city had the oldest homes, the most old homes built before 2000, and it was Washington, D.C., and I told everybody what it was going to be for this week. What city had the most newer homes built after the year 2000?
Okay.
Hmm. So of newer all homes. The listings, yes, of all the listings, what city has the most newer homes built after the year 2000? And it is logical, after the person comes up with the answer,
somebody's going to get it. You gave them a whole week to
think about it.
To think about
maybe
it.
To
somebody's
going to
call in. Somebody needs to call in. And
so the number to call is 800, 904-222-8255. And we're going to do something special with Christine today, something that we've never done before in light of the fact that so many people have multiple offers. How can a mortgage help you be the winning bid? There is a way to do that. So we're going to concentrate on that today. That's what we do here on Real Estate Radio, is help buyers and sellers. So today we're going to concentrate on buyers and helping that buyer who really wants to get that home. How can Christine help you get that winning bid?
Or how can a lender, because your listeners are everywhere, how can they talk to their lender and maybe get a little bit more of an edge to get them the house?
That's right. So call us with your questions, and Christine's going to help you. 222-8255.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, everybody, and good morning.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back here to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Or today, it's Christine and Howard. We are going to be talking a lot about mortgages today, and we're going to be talking about multiple offer situations and how a mortgage, a type of mortgage, can help you actually get the offer that you want taken. So I want to give you an example of what is going on in real estate. Now, this didn't happen here, but it does. This is an example of what is happening not only here, but around the country. So there was a 2,400 square foot home on the outskirts of downtown Denver, 65 years old, and was listed at $370,000. And this, by the way, this happened this past week. Now, in 4 days on the market.
4 days.
4 days.
Okay.
202 showings.
Wow.
How
does that even fit in, into 4 days?
Well, what they do is the realtor then, usually you have to schedule in 15-minute segments. They just took that out and they said, hey, the house is going to be open. Just show up when you want. So 202 showings in 4 days. They received 56 offers, and all but one of them was above the asking price, above the list price.
Wow.
The home eventually sold for $477,000, which
over
was
$100,000.
Which more. Was $107,000 over the list price. Now,
The appraisal came in at 431. So actually, this happened a couple of weeks ago. And it was well supported by the data, the appraisal said, and the deal closed. And the appraisal, we don't need to talk about in this case, but this just goes to show what the housing market, what is happening with the housing market. It's amazing. So we had 56 people that made offers. 55 people are unhappy.
They walked away disappointed.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether they got a mortgage, whether the winning bidder had a mortgage or was paying cash. I don't know. But 55 people were unhappy. And this type of thing is happening all over the country. It's happening here. I mean, we've had buyers that have put in offers on 10, 11 different houses and have lost. And what we're hearing also is that it's a combination of things on the offer, and you've heard me talk about them. You've had heard Angela and I talk about these before. It's not just price. It's a combination of things. It's doing what the seller wants. It's closing date. It's taking out the mortgage contingency. It's not asking for, certainly not asking for help on closing cost. It's not asking for repairs. But if you have a mortgage, how do you make your offer stand out? And that's why I wanted to have Christine on the show to talk about how can a great mortgage company and a great mortgage broker like Christine, how can you help to make it easier or make your seller, your buyer's package look better?
And that's what we kind of want to help with today. So we're just going to give you a couple of examples that, you know, Howard and I talk about all the time, but maybe the goal is to help a listener out there maybe go a little bit further to have a stronger file. So the first one, the basic, which some buyers might know, is you always want to be pre-approved. First of all, pre-qualified. You want to speak to a lender. When you're submitting your offer, you have to have that letter to go along with it, with your offer.
You said two things, pre-approved versus pre-qualified.
Let's talk about
that.
What's
the difference? Mm-hmm.
So pre-qualified is when you just pick up the phone and you give a lender your information.
This is a prospective buyer.
Mm-hmm. You've called in, you've called your bank, you've called your credit union, you've called your, you know, mortgage loan originator, and you've just given them your, you know, your name, your social, they've pulled your credit, and they've just verbally told you what their income is. So pre-qual is mean that you spoke to somebody. It's a great, wonderful first step, because that's when we have the conversation of, you know, how much of a down payment do you want to put down? What kind of loan do you want? You know, what do you want your payment to be? It's a very important first conversation. It's a wonderful first conversation. But I highly suggest everybody go further in today's world.
Well, let's back up. But with that, you can still give them a letter.
Yes.
That says, based on that information, they're qualified to buy a $500,000 house, and they're going to put down 20%.
But absolutely.
That's verbal information from the prospective buyer.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't verified anything with you. That's a pre-qualification.
Right.
Now, tell me what the pre-approved means.
So what our listeners can do is they can talk to their mortgage company, bank, person, and say, you know what, I want to have the strongest letter possible. What can I do to get that? What can I do to move forward? And what the buyer can do is they can submit all of their information. They can give us their pay stubs. They can give us their W-2. They can give us their bank statements. So, for example, they say they're going to put $100,000 down. We have to make sure that that $100,000 is in their checking account. They can go ahead and give me their document, and I can go ahead and underwrite them and have somebody look at them and get the document signed off so that the letter can say you're pre-approved for, you know, the $300,000 purchase price versus pre-qualified.
So you have verified their employment. So when they say they've worked someplace for 3 years or whatever, they really have.
They really have.
And you can see that the income that they have is not commission that's variable. It's good income. And that they haven't had a foreclosure in the last X number of months.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had
all of those things.
So they are really good to go. And you can know whether or not they can buy the house, perhaps without needing to sell a house.
We can put that in there as well, right?
Okay.
One of the suggestions is that when you're doing the file, that it's not contingent. You know, can they qualify without selling a home? And some people can, and some people cannot. But if they can, if they have the down payment for the new house without selling, and they can afford it debt ratio wise, we want to put on the letter that it's not contingent, right? They can purchase this home without the qualification of the selling of the other. So if we can do that, that certainly gives them a leg up, because then they're not having a contingency with the offer. And we can put that in our letter. The more we can put in the letter to hopefully make it the strongest letter when the seller's reviewing, with the realtor's reviewing with all the offers with the seller, what letter goes with it. And maybe that little bit can help them go to the top of the line.
Now, what about the type of loan that they're getting? Do you think that has an effect on whether or not the seller will accept one type of buyer over another?
Well, what we're seeing, which is fact, is that the conventional offers are going to the top of the stack. The other offers are going to the bottom. So, for example, a VA loan, we're seeing, is going to the bottom. So if there's a couple of offers on the table, the seller, the realtor for the seller, they perceive that the conventional is the stronger way to go. But that might be true and it might not be true. So I want to talk about that and teach some people some things.
Okay. Well, why is that? Why do you think that realtors who are getting 20 offers would put a VA loan or even an FHA loan
or FHA
on the bottom of the stack and say, hey, let's look at the other ones first?
The sellers and the listing agent perceive that the conventional is stronger because they perceive that the appraisal is going to be less of an issue. For example, the purchase price is $300,000. And as we've seen in your example in Denver, they ended up paying more. So they assume that with a conventional buyer, they're going to have more cash to be able to pay more for the property.
Because a VA loan is usually zero down payment.
It's zero down payment, which is down payment. But something that our listeners might not know is that a VA borrower can pay more than the appraised value. So in a real example, if the offer is $300,000 and they want to offer $310,000 or $320,000, a VA borrower can pay more than the appraised value.
They can, but they may not have the money because they're probably going in putting nothing down.
Down payment is one thing, mm-hmm. but they can still pay more. So you could still, if they have the money, they can submit a VA offer and they can say buyer to pay, you know, up to $20,000 more than appraised value. And if the VA borrower has that $20,000 to pay, maybe they want to do a VA loan because they want to use their eligibility, but they really have the cash and they could go conventional. So it's one of those things where, do we want to go conventional or do we want to go VA?
So that's a good discussion point that you can have with a potential borrower is, hey, should we go conventional or should we go VA?
Right.
Excellent, excellent discussion. Now, there's also, we only have a minute left in this segment, but there's also, it's harder to get a VA appraisal approved because they're going to require some repairs, right, to get the loan.
The determines that it has to be safe for the veteran. It has to be safe, safety stance.
And we're going to talk about some of those safety things that are not required on a conventional loan, such as, yeah, the windows must have screens on them.
100%.
Right.
And they can't be fogged.
They can't be fogged windows.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to put an offer in that does not require any repairs, then you may want to switch to a conventional loan so you don't have those restrictions. Many more things when we come back. This is some interesting stuff to get your offer approved. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas terrorists continue to fire rockets into Israel. Meanwhile, the White House continues to voice support for Israel during the latest spike in violence. Hamas terrorists are using civilian facilities in many cases to launch their attacks. That means Israel is forced to attack some of those buildings, and there may have been civilian casualties inflicted as the Hamas terrorists use them as civilian hostages. Officials say the Pentagon is reconsidering how to make a massive shift to cloud computing, suggesting it may be prepared to scrap a contract potentially worth $10 billion amid a lot of questions about taking their operations to the cloud. The governors of Virginia and Maryland on Friday joined a slew of other states in lifting their indoor mask mandates after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced new guidance for those who are fully vaccinated. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 15th, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now's the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, because COVID-19 still has our diamond cutters partially closed, almost all of the diamond trade is looking for distribution. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventory of big diamonds so they could both sell them from here and distribute from Jacksonville. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement style rings on sale at prices from 3% to 25% off, including Forever Mark diamonds. We also take trade-ins. But remember, this sale ends May 15th at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multifamily community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit SunbeltSYS.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
For your Saturday, sunny and breezy today. Expect a high up to 77. Tonight, clear skies, low about 54. Sunday, sunny and breezy again with a high 79. Sunday night, mostly clear skies expected with a low 57. Monday, sunny, high 81. And Tuesday, another great day, mostly sunny and breezy, high 83.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming back to Real Estate Radio.
Yes, we're Real Estate Radio with Christine and Howard today. Angela is out on a home inspection.
Working as always.
Yes, on a beautiful $500,000 virtual dream home. And I don't mean it's a virtual home, but this home was a multiple offer situation, like most of them are. And this home had everything that the buyer wanted with the exception of a pool. So they're going to put a pool in, and it's going to be a pool that they design. So, you know, not a, one of the things that I said in the last couple of weeks was that you can't get a absolute dream home because it doesn't exist. Because even if you design it yourself, after you move in, you're going to find you wish you did something different. So, but this one almost has everything that she wanted except for a pool. And that's okay because now they can design it themselves. Hey, I want to remind everybody what the contest is because nobody's called in yet. And the contest is this. Listings. This was as of last year for homes built for cities. What city has the most listings built after the year 2000? Last week we did what city had the homes built before 2000. This week, what city has the homes built after 2000?
Somebody knows it. They're going to call it.
And there's logic to it. So just think, well, how would anybody know that? But there is absolute logic to it when you see the answer or when you hear the answer when I explain it. So put your thinking caps on. And in the meantime, we got lots of good things to talk about with Christine about how, believe it or not, a right mortgage or getting the right information on a mortgage application and having the right information to provide on your offer can help you win a bidding war. So that's what we're talking about with Christine. But before we go further on that, Christine, what's your contact information?
Oh, my cell phone is 904-514-6969. And then my website is my name, ChristineKennedy.com. And of course, Christine's with a K.
Christine with a K.
Christine with a K.
While before the break, we were talking about one of the things that makes some agents, when they get a bunch of offers, put a VA loan to the side. And it's because it is a little bit more difficult when an appraiser goes out and looks at the house. The government wants to protect veterans. And one of the ways they protect them is they don't let veterans buy a house that has problems with it. So, for example, the example that I gave was they don't let you buy a house if a window is missing a screen. But there are other things. So we want to give you a couple of examples of those other things and then tell you how to get around that. So what are the other things that they look for that the appraiser has to point out and say, you must fix this?
The one thing that is always required on a VA loan is what we call a WDO, which is a wood destroying organism report, which is a termite report, which is wood rot.
Well, yeah, it's termites or wood rot.
Or wood rot. So we like to say the easy word is the wood rot. So when you're looking at homes and you're looking at the different places that you want to make an offer on, if you are a veteran and we want to use your VA loan, one of the things we need to look at is when you look around, is that tons of wood rot, you know, on the bottom of the house, you know, how they have the wood rot or around the windows or on the attached shed, you know, there's wood rot. If there's lots of wood rot, the VA will always, every single time, call for that to be repaired.
Well, even if there's not a lot, even if there's a little.
There's a little.
So somebody wants to sell their house as is, they're not going to accept a VA loan because the VA loan is going to require that that be done. But there's a way around that.
Well, we have a couple options. One, the buyer can pay for their repairs. And I don't know that our listeners know that, but a VA borrower can pay for the repairs that are required. So they could put in their offer, buyer to pay VA required repairs. They can do that.
They can do that?
They can.
And the only catch is they have to pay for them prior to closing.
Absolutely. So I'm not saying that they would, but just saying that the VA borrower can pay more for the appraisal than they want, and they can pay for the repairs.
They would just have to make that a bold statement on the application that says buyer will pay for any repairs prior to closing because this is a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we want to, you know, educate the listing agent that they can. So if you're a realtor and you want this VA borrower to go through, right, then it's education, education, education. We have to educate the listing agent that it is possible and that this VA borrower has the means and the capability and the capacity to. And that's not always the case. The other obvious answer is to, you know, do a conventional loan. Sometimes the veteran would want to, sometimes they wouldn't want to. So
Okay. It's
just where we have to have that conversation of, you know, maybe we want to go conventional so that the WDO is not required, the wood rot is not required to be fixed on a conventional loan. It's only required if the appraiser calls for it.
So with a VA loan, the appraiser is not just looking for value. They're looking for, is there any problem with the home? There's a different type of appraisal that's done.
100%.
Okay. Now, the next step up in type of loan is a FHA.
It's kind of the middle of the two.
All right.
It's not as easy as an appraisal as a conventional, but it's not as strict as a VA.
So they're also looking for if something needs to be repaired, but they're not quite as strict.
They're not as strict. They used to be a long time ago, but they're not as strict.
Okay. But the same thing as in this particular case, if there is something that needs to be repaired, then to make that offer look better, then the buyer's agent, along with the buyer, can say, hey, I will make any repairs that are necessary for the loan to go through. But of course, they have to have the money to do it.
And again, the FHA borrower, we've had them before. Recently, actually, you and I have had one where we had to go FHA because of a credit, but our borrowers had the money and were willing to pay up to $10,000. So we wrote the contract FHA, and we wrote buyer to pay. You know, I think their offer was $295,000, and they agreed to pay up to $305,000.
So we
had a borrower with cash.
So the credit score was not enough to get a conventional loan, so it was like 600 or something.
It was lower than conventional, so we had to go FHA. But my borrower had cash. So you wrote the offer with them buyer to pay up to $10,000 above appraised value, and it was FHA. And of course, you had a huge conversation with the listing agent, and that contract did get accepted. It did win.
Yeah.
So and they did close. They closed.
So there are ways to do it mm-hmm. to win an offer if it's not a cash offer.
Mm-hmm.
And cash a lot of times wins. But there's a reason that sometimes a seller should not accept a cash offer.
It might be lower.
Well,
then they're gonna.
It might be lower. And it's easier for somebody with cash to just, you know, walk away at the end and say, you know what? I didn't go through all the hassle of getting a mortgage. I'm just going to say, you know what? I don't want it. I'm still going to do an inspection, and I'm going to walk away. So now, is there ever a requirement or lack of a requirement? Now, here's a good one. Not to have an appraisal done on a mortgage.
There is, yes. Howard, yes.
Now, your eyes just opened up and said, yes, this is like unheard of.
We can do on a conventional loan, we can get what's called an appraisal waiver on the loan. So I have several right now. Now, it's for a conventional borrower only. You cannot get a waiver on an FHA, and you cannot get a waiver on a VA. But on a conventional borrower, if they have a big down payment, 20%, 25%, 30%, 40%, 50%. We run it through the system, and it's literally called an appraisal waiver. So the borrower can choose not to even get an appraisal.
So this is something that we can actually put into the offer that says, hey, we are not even going to do an appraisal.
Waived. And the buyer signs a form, and it's part of the file.
That is a big, big selling point to the lister, to the seller that says, hey, we're not going to worry about an appraisal. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what kind of qualifications are there to get that kind of loan other than, or are there, other than how much money they're putting down.
Perfect. Right,
so when we come back after the break, we'll talk about that. Also, we're waiting for someone who's going to guess about the city homes built over 20,000 the year 2000. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome to Real Estate Radio.
Yes, welcome back for the fourth segment with Christine Kennedy of Success
Mortgage Partners.
There you go. All right.
Angela's working, of course.
She is. She's at a home inspection, and Christine can be contacted after the show at 514-6969 or ChristineKennedy.com. Now, by the way, it's great to get pre-qualified first.
Always.
Always. And you can do that right on her website at ChristineKennedy.com. And do that first, because you don't want to take a whole lot of time gathering up all that stuff, pay stubs and all that, if you're not going to get qualified. But by the way, let's say that you don't get qualified right away. Christine can help you get qualified, tell you how long it's going to take you, because maybe it's clearing up some things on your credit report. Maybe it's seasoning at your new job, and she can spend some time with you to tell you how you do that. Right, Christine?
100%. I haven't had an opportunity to tell you the story yet because it's new, but one of my customers called me this week and said that he was just denied by a local bank. Beautiful credit, 773 credit score, been on his job 7 years, works for a builder, actually. He does the drywall, makes tons of money. Plenty of money down, perfect, unbelievable file. Walked into the bank. The bank said no. The reason why the bank said no, never even gave him a reason why he actually got a no, but it was just a little bitty tweak. So it's not a no forever. It was just a no until he comes out of foreclosure jail, which is July 14th. So it's just a short little no. So his bank gave him a no. When it's not a no forever, it's just, you know what? We just need to wait till July 14th. So he has a contract. We already did the appraisal. We did everything. We're just going to close on July 15th.
Oh, my.
For his home. So that's a story for
what
for this
a difference
week.
It makes that you go beyond the no, find out why the no was, and say, okay, here's what we can do for you. You go beyond. and you tell people what they can do. But there are so many more stories than that. It's you look at what the situation is with the person. And I know over the years that we've been working with you, it's okay, here's what you need to do to change your life so that you can get the American dream of getting into the house. It's pay off this debt, not this one, pay down this credit card, and it'll change your debt to income ratio. Or you need to be at your job for another 45 days. Or it's this, or it's this, or it's this. And then 6 months from now, 4 months from now, we can run your credit. There are other things that you have in your hip pocket that you can tell people. Give another example. I know you have so many.
One that I closed this week, it was a great story. Actually, the buyer's name is Jason. Originally talked to him 7-8 months ago, and his credit score was a 619. And the minimum credit score for the product that we were going to do, actually, you and I talked about it before, is a gift of equity. He was, his dad had moved out of his home and he moved into Westminster. So he was in Westminster. And the son, Jason, wanted to buy his house from him. He's actually already living there. So we wanted to do a gift of equity. The property is worth $300,000. The dad only wanted $100,000. He only wanted to pay off his current loan that was still on the house. So we had $200,000 in equity. We just closed on Wednesday, by the way. And he had, Jason had a 619 credit score. Well, we needed a 620. So I just spent time with Jason telling him what to do, which he just needed to pay down some of his revolving debt a little bit lower than what he had. So we needed to get it down. So for example, if he had a $1,000 credit card, he had too much charged in it. So we paid it down to 30%, updated his credit report, got a 623, and we closed on Wednesday. No down payment. Dad covered everything with the gift. Dad's in Westminster. Everything's done now for estate planning, right? Everything's taken care of. It's the most beautiful closing ever. It was great. Just because he just needed a little bit of advice on how to get his credit up.
And otherwise it would have been a big fat.
No. So right. I think that's one of the things that I've been blessed with is the problem solution capability. And especially when we're working together and Angela, you guys are such problem solution oriented. And I think that's why we make such a great team is because we have a problem and we'll think the 2, 3, 4, 5 ways of overcoming that problem. And that's what you want when you're buying a home. You need somebody on your side, as you always say, you need a realtor to look at the problems to help you with the solution. But you also want that lender that's going to help you with the solution as well. And when you have that team of the realtor and the lender all working together, you have a greater possibility of getting to closing.
Absolutely.
And that's what you always want, a professional realtor, number one, always. But you also want a professional lender, and the team is what will get you there. And then you'll have the best experience too. And sometimes you guys fix problems that they don't even know about. So they just end up at the closing table and you've done things and they don't even know. So salute to you and Angela, because I know what you guys do. But a lot of times you just fix it and you make it all better.
But you know, it is teamwork, and we call ourselves the problem solving realtors. We're a team, and the team involves you. You know, and a situation came up this week with another closing that I just have to tell you about that has nothing to do with mortgage, but well, actually it does. We have a customer, we sold a lot, and there happened to be a lien on it. And the lien was actually an attachment from two other properties that the person had sold, one 2 years ago and one 3 years ago, where the city had put a lien on it, where the tenant had not cut the lawn, and the city had put a lien on the property that the owner never knew about.
Because it wasn't homesteaded and that they could. Wow.
Right. So it never got to the homeowner, to the owner of the property. Anyway, the city put a lien on it that ultimately attached to not only the two properties, but also attached to every other property that the homeowner owned.
Wow.
So now he's trying to sell.
So they were going to get paid their lien no matter what.
That's
they were
right.
insuring it.
The city goes after you. The city always gets
paid. And they
paid.
Win. They
because
win.
What the happened was that the city ultimately cut the lawn at those two rental properties. Anyway, they put a lien on.
And attached the bill to the seller.
They attached
seller.
The bill. Mm-hmm. So it was ultimately found. So it was ultimately attached to this other vacant lot that our customer was selling. And so prior to closing, there's a title search done, and lo and behold, there's a few hundred dollars worth of lien on this thing. And our title company, which is Watson Title, who we always use, anyway, it was found, and we had to get involved and solve the problem. The city took too long, and we wanted to get this thing closed, and can't close.
It's got to be paid.
So... But there's only one person in the city that handles this. And
they're backed up right now probably weeks
are.
And weeks and weeks.
The buyer can't wanted to close. The seller payout. Wanted to close. So we came up with a solution.
What'd you do?
Let's just hold some money in escrow.
Perfect
And we
solution.
Got them to sign a letter. We got the seller to sign a letter saying if it's more than this amount of money, then he will pay it. And if it's less than this, then the title company will send the money back.
Brilliant solution, by
so
the way.
So, a simple solution. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But another example of why people need a professional on their side. Because if they were trying to do it by themselves, they never would have come up with that solution. And they would not have been able to close. So, good
okay.
for you and good
All
for
right.
Angela.
So, I want to get back to you.
Oh.
You and your company does so many different things to help people. And creative solutions. So I want to recommend to everyone to call Christine when they need a loan. They'll get you to fix your credit. They'll get you to solve solutions. They'll get you to the closing table sooner. You close quicker than anyone that I have ever seen. By the way, the answer to the contest, what city has the most listings that were built after 2000? Nobody's guessed it, but the answer is New Orleans. And the reason is they had so many homes destroyed back in the hurricane.
For Katrina,
that so many new homes have been built, and now people are selling some of those. That's why it's New Orleans. Hey, the Van Wees are coming up. They're going to tell you what has happened this past week. Do they have a thumbs up or they do? Some thumbs up, some thumbs down.
Some down.
Look, I'm going to be at an open house right after the show. It's the same house that we've been telling you about for the
Most
last two
gorgeous
weeks.
Gorgeous listing.
And
ever.
gorgeous home in Queens Harbor. It's a hot deal of the day. It's 741 Providence Island Court. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1 today, right after the show. It's about 4,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 4 full baths, 2 half baths. Everything in this is more than first class. I mean, it's truly an executive home. Absolutely gorgeous. When people come in to look at this house, their mouths drop. It's like, oh my God, this is absolutely amazing. And they say,
yeah, if you want to be in Queens Harbor, they need to come see
it. It's only $850,000. I mean, that's a lot of money, but
not for Queens Harbor.
It's just absolutely gorgeous. So go into through the guard gate and say you're going to the home on Providence Island Court. And if you just want to come and say hi, I'll be there. Come and say hi. 11 to 1. Thank you so much, Christine, for coming and visiting with us today.
Hopefully
again,
we
you
help
can
somebody.
Call her after the show, 514-6969. And go get not only pre-qualified, but
pre-approved. Get a
pre-approved.
Good letter and let's get your offer accepted.
Let's get your offer accepted. The Van Wees are here. Stay tuned for them. And as everyone, God bless. And thank you, the military, for Armed Forces Day.